Everyone, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm your girl, Amber May. I'm talking about a lot of things going on in the news, like whoa, crazy stuff. First, we're going to talk about the Lindell and AG Attorney General cases that are going to go to the Supreme Court. We're going to talk just a little bit about that. We're going to talk about the Roe versus Wade trial that's going on right now in the Supreme Court. We're going to also talk about the Ghislaine Maxwell case. Okay, if you don't know who she is, she was Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand girl. Jeffrey Epstein is a prolific pedophile that was committed suicide in prison. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get started, make sure you go to my show, my website, theambermayshow.com. If you're an employer and you're not requiring the jab, please fill out a form because I want my website to be a resource for you. And if I can get the word out, because people are looking for jobs, if I can get the word out, that'd be great. And hey, you can come work alongside me. I help people develop like sustainable tax-free retirement. And that might not sound like a big deal to you, but our strategy is growth only. Like you never lose a dime. When the market grows down, you don't lose any money. So it's growth only. And the cool thing is, it has this really amazing built-in savings account. So let's say you have like this big thing that comes up in your life and you don't want to go into debt. You can pull money out of your account tax-free, no penalties, and take care of whatever you got to take care of. So if your washing machine goes out, your refrigerator, dishwasher, got to get braces for your teeth, just take the money out of your account. I mean, it's so cool. So you can come work alongside me. So I don't require the jab and you could have a job and we could set up an appointment if you wanted to learn more about my growth only strategy. So you can find that at theambermayshow.com. Hey, you know what's really cool right now? So at mypillow.com, they have these amazing slippers, and I'm actually wearing them right now. It's the lowest price ever right this second. If you go to mypillow.com/amber, you can save 40% on your MyPillow slippers. About this time of year, I buy them. Like I buy slippers once a year. And I will never buy them anywhere else because they're amazing and they're comfortable and they're really great. And so right now, save a lot of money. Go to mypillow.com/amber and save up to 40%. But on top of that, the 3-inch mattress topper is 50% off right now. So if you just need a little bit more comfort to your bed, or if you're like me and your Tempur-Pedic bed is It's warm. Let's just face it, it's warm. That mattress topper has really cooled down my bed. There's some kind of technology in it that keeps you cool and comfortable all night long. So check that out, 50% off. And all you have to do is go to mypillow.com/amber or use promo code Amber and get all the details, all the deals going on right now. I just want to tell you one more thing because we're going to get into some crazy stuff on this show. I had some congestion going on, and I had picked up those Kobe bites from Dr. Stella. 2 days, it was gone. My daughter is running a little temp, and I'm blending it up for her because the pill for a child is too big. I'm blending it up in a blender for her with, and she can just drink the vitamins, and she's doing a lot better. I highly recommend going to Dr. Stella. Get your prescription of your ivermectin. It's drstellamd.com. Go there, get that, and then pick up your Kobe bites too. You're gonna need both of them. So, some stuff, dude. Some stuff. So let's first talk about the Mike Lindell case. Well, it's not really the Mike Lindell case. It's really a case with the AG's office. So let me share my screen because I want to show you this. You guys need to check this out. So right here, if you go to frankspeech.com, check out my show, hit shows, and then share my show. Dude, right now, why don't you like, share, subscribe, Rumble, share my show right now, and then come down here and you can click all my shows. Okay, there I am. So I am on Frank's Beach. Woohoo! So click on my show, and then what I want you to do is go here. Okay. And when you do that, I want you to pick your state right here, and then I want you to send this email because we need some help getting as many attorney generals on the case as possible. Because the key to winning and taking down the false election is the attorney generals complaining and getting on the lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court. Okay. This is not Mike Lindell's complaint. This is the attorney general. He's been meeting with attorney generals for months now. Okay. And so he has some, but he could use more. And we want to make sure that our attorney generals aren't chickening out right now. So please do a favor, go there, send an email. It takes 2 seconds out of your time and it will really help. I forgot to mention, when you're at the AmberMayShow.com, pick up some merch. Pick up some merch. I got a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. I got a Fight Like a Domestic Terrorist t-shirt. So pick up some merch. That'd be super cool. And so that's what's going on right now. They had to, he was supposed to submit this on the 23rd, but because there was mandates for the shot for the children, some of the attorney generals had to turn it in the 23rd. So it pushed back the case that's going to go before the Supreme Court that Mike Lindell is a part of, and he's been working really hard on it. So stay tuned to my show. I'm a part of the frankspeech.com family. I'm very proud of that. I think that's just, that is so cool. That is so amazing. So I will keep you abreast on that. Wisconsin, they could pull down their electors, and so can Arizona. If you want to help Arizona, I have a jot form, and what that jot form says is it's putting our government on notice in Arizona with laws from the Constitution, and it tells them where in the Constitution that they need to do this because we have enough to decertify. And so people in Arizona are working towards decertification. If you left it up to the government, they're not going to do it. It's up to we the people, because you know what? At the end of the day, it's the consent of the governed. Consent of the governed. We are the ones in charge. If we waited for the government, we're going to be waiting all day, and that's never going to happen. So Wisconsin's really easily could pull their electors down. So could Arizona. That would be two electors that pulled down. So that being one more set, and then we have a constitutional crisis, and that's what we want, because then it makes all of this go to the Congress, okay, the House of Representatives, and then they have to vote one vote per state on who gets to be the president of the United States. And so it's really important. We have to fix 2020. We can't forget about it. We can't say, oh, we'll just get them in the next round. No, we can't do that. We cannot do that. You do that, you undermine all of our elections, and you can forget about voting ever again, because they're already been picking our presidents for God knows how long. I mean, that's a fact. And Donald Trump just like blew the light on that. If it wasn't for Donald Trump and that election in 2020, we would never have had any idea for sure, for sure, for sure that was cheating. I've been suspecting it for some time, especially in the re-election of President Obama. I was like, really? Is that just no one was really happy with him, and we had all that Tea Party stuff, and we had such a powerful movement, and then he won re-election. It didn't make sense to me. And so for a while, actually, I've been believing that there's been cheating. And then people that have been much older than me have said, yeah, they've suspected cheating for decades. And so it was just on a smaller scale with the cheating, to where it was not so obvious, like the 2020 election, because Donald Trump was that popular that everyone was like, oh no, that couldn't have happened. You can't call Arizona at 8 o'clock Fox when there was Trump trains how many miles long? So many rallies where thousands of people went. I've never seen Trump flags. I've never seen any candidate flags all over one state like I did in Arizona. I've never seen that before. And then you want to tell me Arizona went to Joe Biden, who hardly had anyone show up at his rallies? I don't think so. So, and first of all, you don't call it at 8 o'clock just because the polling's closed at 8. There's still people in line. You can't call it at 8 o'clock. There's way too many votes that still need to be counted unless you knew something. Anyway, so that's the latest on that. I wanted to share something with you, and it was really disturbing. Super disturbing. I don't know if you guys are gonna be happy with me, but I think you guys need to know about this. Thank God for the Gateway Pundit, right? They deliver so much great news. Forgotten monument to dead orphans from Fauci's torturous and deadly AIDS testing is located in New York State heartbreaking photos. Oh, remember how Dr. Fauci did this to dogs? He would put, like, was it mosquitoes or some kind of parasite, and these dogs would be eaten alive. Sicko. So this is what they would do. Dr. Fauci, in his horrible, sinister way of doing science, it was very barbaric. He would take these orphans and do experiments on AIDS in the New York City hospitals. Now, these kids were vulnerable, and if they refused to do the experiment and ha get injected, they would force the kids to have feeding tubes in them. So what would happen was, he would force them to put a tube in them, and then he would stick the medicine in through their stomach, and it's disgusting. So these kids who had no parents and no voice were experimented on in these horrific ways. So the drugs being given to the children are toxic, and they're known to cause genetic mutation, organ failure, bone marrow death, bodily disinformation or de deformation, sorry. Brain damage, fatal skin disorder. If the children refused the drugs, they were held down and force-fed. They were held down and force-fed. It's disgusting. It's just disgusting. I mean, so they were held down and force-fed. If the children continued to resist, they were taken to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where a surgeon put a plastic tube through their abdominal wall into their stomach. From then on, their drugs were injected directly into their intestines. These kids were 2, 6, 12. They had strokes. They have drug toxicity. I mean, it's disgusting. It is so freaking disgusting. And they're doing it again with these stupid shots that even Dr. Malone, the inventor of mRNA, said the backs, I don't even call it that. The experimental gene therapy doesn't work. Dr. McCullough says the vaccines, no, the experimental gene therapies don't work. Okay. And now they want to give these to children when they know it can cause permanent heart damage, strokes, and who knows, maybe even death. And these kids can survive COVID. The experts that are not Fauci are saying that the children, if they even get it, which they're really not getting it that bad from what the experts are saying. And if they do, they're going to survive. And you want to give them an experiment that alters their DNA or their genes, their RNA, whatever, it changes your body. What is inside it? Do you even know? I mean, I'm so sick that there's even aborted fetal tissue in some of the vaccines that are out there, and that they even use aborted fetal tissue to test it. That's disgusting to me. I didn't know that before. I didn't know that before. And I didn't know what to believe about vaccine injuries. I really, truly didn't know what to believe because my doctor, who I trusted, said, you should give your kids shots. We gave our kids shots. And who is it? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna get his book. His book is it just puts everything on the table. Everything on the table. You gotta get his book. I mean, it talked everything about the pharmaceutical company, the fact that our CDC and our FDA are compromised and our NHI, because you want to know why they're compromised? They hold so many patents to so many drugs, and they want to push drugs on us like crazy. Why? Because they get super rich on it. So if you're a regulatory agency, what business do you have holding any drug patents whatsoever? You're automatically compromised. On top of it, the people who are working in those departments are getting paid substantial amount of money. So why should I trust you that you're going to look out for my best interest when you're highly compromised? This is our federal government. These are the same people that are trying to push the stupid shot. And we have no recourse. Back in the 80s, they passed a bill. I don't know. Ronald Reagan is a great president. But for the life of me, I don't even know why he signed that bill into law that gave them like complete amnesty. There's no recourse from drug manufacturers, like for people like us who take a drug from a manufacturer. There's no recourse. We can't sue them. So why on God's green earth would they even bother making a safe medicine or shot or whatever, gene therapy. Why? They're not going to get sued. They're still going to get all their money. So what is it to them? It's nothing to them. And they could care two shits about us. I don't cuss on the show, but I'm fired up. Can you tell? And they experiment on, he's experiment on children. On children? He's cruel to animals? No, I can't even. And now they want to push it on. I've had four miscarriages. I don't know what it's like to bury a child that I gave birth to and I held and I named, but I sure know the pain. I sure know the pain of what it feels like to lose a baby. Okay. And we're going to get to the birth, the abortion thing, but I want to speak to this for a minute because I know the pain of what it's like to lose a baby. You fall in love with that baby as soon as you find out you're pregnant. Your body changes. You, as a woman, you already know. Second you get pregnant, your body starts changing, you feel it. And you have all these hopes and dreams of your child, and you think about the future, and you fall in love, and then your body gets rid of it. My kids are miracles. They're miracles. So it hurts my heart that anyone would purposely kill or injure or rape, as we're going to talk about in the show, children. Because it was super hard for me to have the two I had. I've had six pregnancies and four miscarriages. And every time I got pregnant, it was super hard because it was even hard to even think about the idea of getting pregnant because the pain, the physical pain, the emotional pain of losing those babies were unreal. And the lie they don't tell women, the lie they don't tell women, or they negate telling women this information, when you get an abortion, you're going to have, there's always those outliers, but for the most part, those women are going to mourn like they knew that baby from forever. Because when I lost my babies, it felt that way. And I've interviewed women before who had abortions. And the pain and the grief that they don't tell you're going to experience, you're going to experience. So if I can save you today from making that choice and saving your heart a little pain, then I'd like to do it. And if you don't want your child, trust me, there's women like me that would have taken your child in a second. I looked into adoption. It was very expensive, super expensive. I felt very defeated because how was I going to afford a child? Because my body wasn't going to give me one. Finally, it did. I mean, that's all God. It was like a complete miracle from God. And if you've aborted your baby, I want to tell you there's a God in heaven that wants to forgive you and say it's okay. Because your baby's in a much better place. Like my four babies are in such a better place than this. They're never going to experience pain. They're never going to experience grief. They're only going to know love and the most perfect love. And so there's a God in heaven that wants to forgive you and take that burden and take that pain away from you because he doesn't want you to live in that. It's not for you. But I don't even know why Dr. Fauci even has a medical license. I really don't. When he can experiment on children, he can do evil experiments on pets. I don't even know. I don't even know. And now he wants to give your kids a shot. And your kid might not survive the shot. They could survive COVID. If they even get it, even if, who knows if they're even going to get it. So many people have already had it that it's really, it's lost its, from what the experts are saying, it's kind of like lost its veracity. I mean, it's become a weaker virus because so many in our nation had it. And he's the same person that funded the gain of function research. Don't you remember that with Senator Rand Paul up in Washington? Doctor to doctor, doctor to doctor, proven that he funded this, and then all of us are suffering, and he wants to tell us. He wants to tell us what's best for us. Not one therapeutic. Why? Because they're getting paid, people. They're getting paid. They're getting paid. Why would he tell us about a therapeutic he's not getting paid on? Can you answer me that? The media is getting paid by pharmaceuticals. Look at all their commercials. Look at the commercials. All pharmaceuticals. That wasn't like that, what, 10 years ago? You didn't see this many pharmaceutical commercials on TV. I no, you just didn't. It's just like we make fun of it now with all the all the things, the side effects that you can get, you might as well just get the disease because it's way better than the million side effects that are on TV, right? They're compromised. They're getting paid big money to keep their programs going by Big Pharma. So you think they're going to tell you the truth? That hurts their pocketbook. The media is compromised. Our government, our regulatory agencies are compromised. They're all getting paid big bucks, and we're the ones who are dying, over 18,000 deaths. I did a show where Project Veritas found someone from Johnson and Johnson and said they had over 200,000 deaths. That's a lot more than that 18, 19,000. You know why? Because doctors aren't reporting it to the VAERS system. Either they don't want to, or they're just blinded, thinking it's something else other than the vaccine. And I don't know what it is. I would love to give the doctors the benefit of the doubt that they're just blinded and they don't realize that an 18-year-old boy who's very healthy can't have a heart attack, or it's not normal to have a heart attack, but that 18-year-old boy just had the shot. Or now 5. Can you imagine your 5-year-old the rest of their life? Have heart damage, a stroke, death? Are you willing to risk that for your kid? For a disease that they're going to be just fine on? Give them some zinc, give them some quercetin, give them some vitamin D, and they're going to be fine and have that natural immunity? Really? Speaking of kids, have you been watching my show? I'm trying to educate you on border issues. The border issue goes far beyond whether they're legal or illegal. I don't know if you realize this, but this Maxine case is huge. Why? Because for the first time in our life, we might get to finally destroy the sex trafficking ring of children in America. You know, the left wants to talk about, and the elites want to talk about slavery from the 1800s. How about let's talk about the sex slavery going on in the 2000s? It's disgusting. I feel like so many people in the elite establishment, deep state, whatever you want to call it, and Hollywood are not protecting our children. Hollywood is full of satanic people who do nothing but murder, like kill babies, have are pedophiles. Ton of pedophiles in California, in Hollywood, and in our establishment, in our deep state, tons. They're compromised because Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in the jail. Remember why? Because he can implicate so many powerful people. They don't want to be exposed, and so they're trafficking children out of Haiti, out of the Dominican. Around the world, they're trafficking kids. You got to watch my shows. Rape trees. There's rape trees going on. And our government is very complicit in it. Rape trees. No one's stopping the rape. So what they do is they will get handcuffs and they'll handcuff a woman or a man or a boy. I don't even know. Okay? But they'll rape somebody. I'm gonna guess it's more women and girls and men, but I think it's on the table. In this day and age, I think it's on the table. And they will rape that. People will take turns all night long. They will leave children like three. I have pictures on the web on my show. Go to frankspeech.com, go to the Amber May Show on under the TV. It's graphic. You can watch it. It's graphic. But they'll leave like 3-year-olds and infants in like a bush. And hopefully Border Patrol finds your kids. But there's teenagers, there's children, supposedly with parents. They're not with their parents. They're not with their parents. They're being trafficked for sex and drugs. These poor children are being trafficked for sex and drugs. And that open border doesn't stop it. It helps it go further and further and further. It's disgusting. Now, while we have hope with the Epstein trial, which I'm not really super, super hopeful, I'm a little hopeful. I'm hopeful in God. Okay. If you see what who's behind this trial, it looks like a sham trial to me. And I don't know if God's going to use this trial or not. I really don't. I do know this. I know God's ready to do something. I don't know exactly when he's doing it, but I know he's gearing up to do something. Okay? He is gearing up. I just know it. I just know that I know that I know. No one can change my mind on that. God told me about 10, 12 years ago that the Prince of Persia, evil, demonic, strong demonic forces over our country. And the first thing that popped into my mind is the sin of sex. Whether it's pedophilia, whether it's just this hypersexual culture we've developed, whether it's pornography. Sex was only meant to be between a man and a woman because it was the way you built families. It's the way you built bonds with your family. Sex is very intimate. I can't speak for a man. I don't know what it's like sex for a man. I really don't. But for a woman, it's very bonding. It's very bonding. That's why abusers, if it's a sexual relationship, the woman will stay with that abuser, whether it's mental or physical, because it's hard to break that bond. And when a mom nurses her baby, there's another bond that gets built. And it's a very strong built bond when she nurses her child. And that's what it was for. It was for to build this relationship between a man and a woman because a man's gonna crave it like crazy. And that way he always had a place to go to fulfill that, that urge and that desire that God placed in him. It's not a bad desire. It's just bad in the wrong context. It's bad when you're dealing with children. It's bad when you're dealing with a whole bunch of people. It's not meant to be with a whole bunch of people. It's bad if you have an addiction with pornography and you can't break it. That's when it's bad. But when you're dealing with a man and wife situation, that's building that relationship and bonding that couple. And so when we go outside of that realm, we end up with single moms whose kids end up can be a victim of this sex trafficking because the moms are working and the kids, she hopes that they're at home. But how could she really truly know if they're at home? And so it's easier to sex traffic children when you're a single mom. They have low self-esteem because their dads are not in the picture. A dad is so important to a girl's self-esteem because a dad is the first person. If you go back to Genesis, the book of Genesis, who was a woman made for? The Bible says that God put Adam to sleep. Because it wasn't good for him to be alone. Everyone had a helper. Everyone had a mate in the animal kingdom. Everyone had a female and a male. Everyone had a companion, but man. So God said it's not good for him to be alone. So he put Adam to sleep. And out of that, he took the side of his rib and he made a woman out of it. And the woman was made out of man. And the woman was made for man to give that man companionship. To look out for that man because God already put inside that man fearlessness, let's see, bravery. Guy, boys, if you're a mom of a boy, man, boys are fearless. They feel like nothing can ha hurt them. They're fearless. I mean, nothing. You know what I mean? If you're a man and you're watching this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, here, hold my beer, watch this, and you do something crazy. This is why. The American Funniest Home Video movies are pretty much all men. It's like 98% men because they do the silly things because they're adventurous and they're full of courage and they're fearless and that's beautiful about men, right? So he made a woman more reserved because he needs mankind to survive. So a mom, her whole job is to make sure that little boy she has grows up to be an adult because he's going to be crazy and he's going to climb the most craziest things and jump off the craziest stuff and he's not going to think anything can hurt him. And that's a beautiful thing. So he made moms and he'd be like, protect that little boy so he grows up to be a man, right? But because she was made out of a man and made for man, she needs a man to make her feel loved and to provide her self-esteem. I can have self-esteem myself, yes. But it's a whole nother thing when the man in your life speaks into you. and tells you you're gorgeous and you're beautiful and you have worth, and he would defend you and he would protect you. There's something that it gives into a woman, and it's because God wanted it that way. And so a girl's first love should be her father, okay? And that father is the one that's going to speak all that into her, that she's beautiful and she's worth something, and she's worth protecting, and she's important. But when you go outside of that marriage realm and suddenly you have all these single children without their fathers, it's a problem. And for boys, Denzel Washington said it great. The reason why some of the people he was rolling with when he was a kid was because they didn't have any fathers. Where were the fathers? He said his father took an active role in his life, and he ended up getting on, the straight and narrow versus some of the buddies he was rolling with when he was a kid who were facing prison time. Because, I mean, it's super important for a father to be in the home to correct mistakes when their kids make mistakes, to put standards in the home and said, no, you will not do this. This is the way we live. That's what fathers do for a home. And so when we get super sexualized, like we are, everything's super sexualized, then we lose that specialness about being in a marriage bed. Because when you sleep with like 5,000 people, then you compare your spouse or your significant other to the rest of those people. And does that help your relationship? No, because then you're not very satisfied in that moment, because the person you used to be with was way more satisfying than the person you are now with now. So that really didn't serve you, because now it's going to affect the relationship you have now. Do you understand why sex is so important, but in the right context? I didn't mean to preach to you, but I want you to understand why it's so important that we stay on this Maxwell case. Because check this out. Let me see if this is the one I wanted to share with you. Let me look real quick. Oh, abortion. We got to talk about abortion. But since I'm on sex, we're going to talk about the Maxine case, and then we're going to talk about the abortion. Okay, so here we go. Nope, this is not the one. Let me share this one first. Yes, this is the one I want to share first. This is why I want this. If you guys do not keep this in the forefront of every social media, and we make hell about this, then all those victims of Giselle Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein and all the elites and all of Hollywood and all those people, coyotes trafficking these kids, are for nothing. Are for nothing. This is our chance to give these kids freedom from their abusers, and to bring justice. And the crappy thing about this trial is they're only having four witnesses, four of the freaking thousands of girls that this man and this woman trafficked and prostituted out. So the trial begins with an Obama judge and Jim Comey's daughter prosecuting. Now remember, Jim Comey was the FBI director that got fired because of the fake Russian dossier. So are we going to find judgment? I don't know, but God's great, and I don't know what God's going to do with this. And I know if nothing happens with this one, I know at some point it's going to come to an end, and God's going to have enough, and he's a very patient God. So Giselle Maxwell case begins with an Obama judge, Allison Nathan, who already blocked some content from the media, which I thought was interesting. Bill Clinton had a lot to do. The Clintons, the Hillary and Bill Clinton had a lot to do with the Epstein and Giselle, a lot. So she was involved in the prosecutor Comey. She was involved in the lost video incident from the jail that purportedly showed Epstein trying to kill himself. So that's why everyone's kind of suspicious. Is she on the deep state side? Probably, because her dad was. And so, can we really trust this lady? I don't know. We followed Jeffrey Epstein's saga for years. Back before his arrest, we were the first to observe he was an informant for the FBI. We were the first to name the individuals at the main justice in Washington, D.C., who supervised, approved Epstein's 2007 plea deal. So now we're focusing on Giselle Maxwell's trial, which is set to begin tomorrow, which has already started. And that was from Technofog. And so there's like count one conspiracy to entice minors. So there's like seven counts, and only I can't believe only four people. So that's why they're not like really sure if it's even going to be a real trial. Now let me show you this. Let me show you this. It's just disgusting what this lady did. I was frozen in fear. Epstein's victim testifies that Ghislaine Maxwell was present and participated in sexual abuse. Heiress alleging began grooming victims starting at 14. So what she would do is she would get these, and she would even participate sometimes in them. She would participate in the sex, so the three of them would be, the two of them would be with a minor. And so what she would do is she would identify her victim, and then she would take them out shopping and hang out by the pool and buy them stuff. And then she would start telling them to do, get naked and give sexual massages. So it was just disgusting. And so this girl would be over there once a week. And after a few visits, Epstein and Maxwell sexually abused her for the first time, according to her testimony. And she was frozen in fear, explaining how throughout the abuse, she was terrified and it felt so gross. Despite indicating that some of the abuse was painful, Epstein and Maxwell went ahead and did it anyways. How often did these things happen? Every time I visited his house. Did you travel to his other homes? Yes. And well, back to that, when other people were present, how did incidents start? Jeffrey would say to follow him. Oh, so gross. So gross. From age 14 to 16, Jane traveled in the infamous Lolita Express about 10 times with Epstein and Maxwell to his homes in New York City and New Mexico. I mean, I don't know all the details with this. I don't know why she would go back and forth. I'm not sure why she even went over there, because it said that she would leave his house and every time she'd go over there. So I don't know details of that, but I don't need to know detail. Well, because she was 14, freaking 14 to 16. That's disgusting. It's illegal. It's rape. It's disgusting. And so let's see. So the Bill Clinton travel with Ghislaine Maxwell per Secret Service document report. Former President Bill Clinton took a trip with Ghislaine Maxwell to India in 2003, according to Secret Service records obtained by Judicial Watch. The conservative watchdog filed a Freedom of Information Act request, asking for information regarding the 42nd president may have taken with the British socialite, because Prince Andrew was also accused of this because he visited the island as well. Maxwell was a close friend to the now deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and is currently on trial for sex trafficking. So the emails depict Maxwell and Clinton's travels from Agra, India to Los Angeles on the email chain. An agent added that he wanted to help make the trip better by providing food. We're happy to help and happy to do so. I know you guys have been run through the ringer, and I think everyone wants to see this trip get over so I can help make the trip a little nicer. The least we can do. I heard when they flew from Oslo to Hong Kong via Russia fuel stop, they had nothing to eat that entire trip. So I don't want that to happen again, he wrote. So this new information raises more questions about the extent and nature of the relationship between Bill Clinton and Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. So the Clinton's trip to Epstein's private island during Maxwell's trial Tuesday, Epstein's former pilot testified that Clinton rode on the sex offender's private plane. I mean, there's a lot of people that rode on this plane, a lot. I mean, a lot of people that I thought I liked in Hollywood, I no longer like in Hollywood. I'm almost to the point where I don't even want to watch any movies really from them because it's just nasty and disgusting. Now this is kind of cool, are we going to finally overturn Roe versus Wade, or is that finally going to happen? I don't know, but it's looking decent. I mean, I think with the more support that we give this, now I want you to remember, I don't know if you remember this, but when Texas did the heartbeat bill, The Church of Satan was up in arms because it was going to violate their religious beliefs. So I want you to know, on Epstein Island, they murdered children, they murdered babies, they harvested organs, they raped children. It happens in Hollywood too. These people are just satanic followers. Check out Marina Abramović Spirit Cooking. These are some of the spiritual advisors to some of the elite. Okay? It's disgusting. So, this is the other thing I want you to think about when you're talking about abortion. They already lied to you. You're going to feel like you've known this baby forever. The grief is going to be unbearable. It just will be. That's why I'm trying to help you avoid it because I don't want you to feel the pain that I felt. I mean, I didn't abort my babies, but the pain was unreal. The second thing is, it's a satanic ritual. They want to kill as many children and babies as possible. Now, you and me, who are normal-minded people, have a hard time wrapping our brains around that. But when you're in the satanic world, that is totally normal. That is very acceptable because it's the exact opposite of everything God stood for. God tells you in the Bible, go and multiply. Go and multiply. Go have children. Populate the earth. That's what he says. The satanic world says we need to depopulate the earth because the earth can't sustain itself. God is pretty darn smart. He knows everything. Okay. He made this world sustainable for every living creature that ever had a baby. It's just how it is. That's how God did that. God made sure there was enough resources for everyone who decided to have a baby. But the Satanic Church, when Texas had the heartbeat bill, went berserk. Let that sink in for a second. The Satanic Church went berserk with the heartbeat bill in Texas because it went against their religious beliefs. The people running the show, it's part of their religious beliefs to sacrifice children and kill babies. That's why they're okay with doing it. And they want to trick you into doing that. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. It's disgusting. So here we go. The Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas terrifies pro-abortion left with one opening question. Does a mother have a right to ingest drugs and harm a pre-viable baby? Can the state bring child neglect charges against the mom? That's a really good question. That is a very good question. So that's before the Supreme Court right now. And let this be on the forefront of your social media. Let this be on the forefront, this and the Ghislaine Maxwell and the border. Those need to be a part of what you talk about because we need to control the narrative. If they can have an unfair trial with the Derek Chauvin case, whether you believe he killed him or not, if you really look at it, the jurors were threatened. You had a sitting congresswoman threatening them. It was not fair. Whether he did it or not, the trial wasn't fair because of the threats against the jurors. And then the Rittenhouse thing, again, something similar, and they're up in arms and they're shouting and trying to put this kid who was self-defense away for life or whatever, however amount that would be. Okay. So if we have someone who potentially could stop the sex trafficking ring, we need to be talking about it just like they did with those two trials. We also need to be talking about saving unborn children, saving the moms from getting that grief, stricken grief that they and the guilt that won't go away. It's going to be with them for life. But God will take care of your guilt because God forgives you of doing this if you did it. God forgives you. Okay, but that question alone, does a mother have a right to ingest drugs and harm a pre-visible baby? Can the state bring child neglect charges against the mother? Is a baby really a baby? That's the question. If someone who was under the influence and killed a mom who was pregnant, that person faces homicide on two counts for the mom and the unborn baby. So how come that person has to serve terms for killing two people, but a mom is able just to kill her own child? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense because it's a very evil law allowing kids to allowing people to kill their babies. Now, this Roe versus Wade happened before ultrasound really took on. I challenge you, before you get an abortion, go take a look at your child. Look at your child. Make your eyes look at your child and then decide if you're going to kill your child or not. Don't do it before you have an ultrasound and hear the heartbeat. So what's really cool is they were singing the national anthem right outside the Supreme Court. It was a rally. And this has to do with the Mississippi case, just if I didn't make that clear. And I just think that was so cool that they were just singing and messages as life is worth it, and call me extremist, but dismemberment is wrong, and those babies feel the pain. They do. Don't let that lie enter your brain, because those kids, those children, those babies feel the pain. And an abortion goes against the very nature that God put in you as a woman of nurturing. That's why I just don't understand it, because it goes against the very nurturing nature of who you are and who God made you to be. So I just thought it was really cool. The crowd was just singing the national anthem. I just think that's just a really uplifting thing. And so they're hoping to turn the Roe versus Wade and making abortion illegal across the country. I think that'd be great. And saving all those children's lives, I just think that'd be fantastic. Well, that's what I have for you today on the Amber May Show. It's pretty deep, pretty heavy. But I'm trying to wake you guys up, because we have children that need rescuing. And only we, it's our generation to end sex slavery. Our ancestors stopped slavery around the world. It was the America. It was the United States of America that put an end worldwide to massive slavery. And we can do it again with sex slavery. It's up to us. Unless you are okay with these children suffering, if you're okay with it, then what kind of person are you? I don't even know. Anyways, always check the links below in the description. Please share, like, subscribe, Rumble. Go to my website, theambermayshow.com. Check out mypillow.com. Use promo code Amber. And when you're visiting drstellamd.com, use promo code Amber May and get your health. Have a great day, guys. Oh, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, whatever is right, think on these things and fight like a domestic terrorist.